I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Man, it's one of those weekends where you come in and you realize that for the first pick and, like, you know, it's 6:05. The greatest part of the weekend, what? How do you narrow that down? Good weekend for you guys too?
I went to see Tony Giovanni at Chip and Dale. It was awesome.
Your shirt paperclip shut right now. I'm looking down there, but
I know it's very distracting.
It's a giant yellow paperclip.
Here's the issue. I love this shirt so much, but I have not worn it in probably 2 years. I love this shirt. It's great. And then I'm looking at it this morning and I go, I need to put this shirt on. I haven't worn it in forever, and I love that shirt. And then I put it on, and I got about halfway to work, and the button popped open, and I go, now I remember why I don't wear this
shirt. Good for you, girl. I'm sorry, I interrupted, though. Tony Giovanni.
Yes, went to go see Tony Giovanni at Chippendales, and I'll tell you, he's probably the most impressive out of all of the hosts that I've seen at Chippendales.
We knew that was coming, and no slight against anybody else. Slight against anybody else, but he's certainly, I would believe, the most eminently qualified for that role.
Yes.
I mean, Tyson Beckford's no joke.
Yeah, but he's not a dancer.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Tyson's all muscles. He's a meathead.
Ian
Ziering. Tony's got the class of dancing.
Yeah, Ian Ziering, great personality, all of that. He did put in the work. Tony, by the way, Dovolani's like mega cut, right?
Oh my God. He was so ripped. It was unreal. And by the way, completely shirtless. Like, I know they're all like shirtless throughout, but like some of the hosts kind of like tone it down a little bit. He had no issues whatsoever with being shirtless the entire time.
He knows why he's there.
Yeah.
He knows what he's there for.
Ooh, it was hot.
Good. Yeah. Played in the Jonathan Ogden. He had a golf thing as part of the, you know, the Celebrity Bowl and everything. Jonathan Ogden was all pro. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I thought he was, for the Ravens.
Yeah, he was Hall of Famer for the Ravens.
Sure.
Vegas guy.
Yeah.
And he's a Vegas guy. So he does a big fundraiser every year. And God bless America. I'm not sure why the ratings aren't higher. There were a number of people who were side-eyeing our foursome because they expected Tony Giovanni to play because they heard him talk and about how he's a good golfer and he wanted to play golf. They were like, so is this your entire team?
They're looking past those people that look past you. Yeah. They're talking to your face and they're looking around you a little time.
Buchanan. So. Yeah, just you, huh? All right. One guy who's a mega P1. Here's what sucks is I don't remember the guy's name. I feel terrible about it. Mega P1, super stoked about it. And he's like, so, who's the celebrity in your group, Chet? And I'm like, we're not that. We're just a radio station. They gave us a foursome. We decided to come out and play. So, right.
Kayla was saying that there was somebody she works with that was really, really excited to meet
this one
girl,
Maddie, literally lost her mind when I saw her that day. I didn't see her. My friend told me about it, and she's like, yeah, I told her she needed to calm down a little bit because she walks in and goes,
she's awesome.
I just met Chet Buchanan.
She's awesome. No, she was awesome.
It was awesome.
I didn't mean to. Okay, so are we totally blowing your cover on this?
Oh, I don't care. Yeah.
So Kayla's doing side hustle out at Revere for free golf, to get free golf. And
full disclosure. And
it's awesome. Yeah, and this Maddie girl, and I felt bad because I felt like I blew your cover.
Oh, no, I didn't care at all. It's funny to me because I've had conversations with this girl multiple times, and I guess it's just never come up that, oh, yeah, I know, I work in radio.
Yeah, because everybody else there knows.
Yeah.
And everybody else, they love you there, by the way.
Oh, good, I'm glad. You. I thought they were all secretly hating me.
Really?
No, I mean, but you always worry, too. You're like, oh, they just being nice to me just to be nice to me.
Yeah, you always worry.
Yeah, that is
true. You do, and that's what is awesome about you.
Full panic mode.
Spence, good weekend?
Well, yeah, and in solidarity with Kayla's top and her having to paperclip it, I've unzipped my fly.
So, thank you.
I'm going to go the rest of the day like this. No paperclip.
Jeff Buchanan before the show show.
By the way, our prize game is giant today. Our prize game is mega strong. I'll tell you about it in 2 seconds. Davey, your weekend good? You looked like you were busy.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend, but a good weekend. Coronado High School, I did their prom Saturday night at Lake Las Vegas, and I've been DJing for a minute, and this was by far the best school event I've ever done.
No,
these kids were awesome.
How do we not know about this on Friday when we were talking about proms and whatnot?
I just faced it, honestly.
You're in the zone.
I was in the
He was in this job. He was, you know, focused here.
But no, it was a lot of fun. And the kids just had a blast. And you could tell the group of kids that were there, and we're talking like 500 kids, 500-600 kids, they were all there to have a good time. There was nobody trying to start anything like drama wise, and you could tell that they just forgot everything for the 3 hours they were there. They were there just to have a. I wish more students would do that. Just go to the dance, have fun, not try to do this and that and start stuff.
In other words, nobody was bothering Davey while he played the music.
Nice.
That's the translation. Nobody was hanging up by Davey going, "Music sucks, man.
Exactly.
Why are you playing?
There's no more Lil Uzi."
Yeah, right?
Hey,
you play more Little Uzi Vert? Here's the seventh album cut. It's track number 19 on the album. It's the one I really like. Everybody will dance to it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody will dance to it.
Everybody will dance.
That's my favorite line.
All right. So in like 20 minutes, and I know it's a little ways out, we're going to ask you the best part of your weekend. Supercross tickets for Sam Boyd Stadium.
What?
Wet and Wild tickets. Look out now. 90 degrees today. Wet and Wild tickets for you. My goodness. Kesha McLemore tickets. Lauryn Hill tickets. That does not include... Okay, so we'll make those all available for the first pick. That does not add in that for Spence's challenge today. 3-day general admission wristbands to Life is Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
All 3 days. The lineup announce is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Tickets go on sale on Thursday. We've got free 3-day wristbands.
Oh, my God.
Win. That's great.
That's right around Spence's challenge later on this morning, right around 7:30.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Royal baby alert. Royal baby alert.
Yeah.
Kate had her baby. Kayla with all the details coming up in about 30 minutes. It's a baby. It's, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's an exciting baby.
Everybody's excited about it. It was funny. One of the TV news shows this morning was asking, are Americans more into this? Are Americans more interested in a British royal baby than the Brits are? Or are they even another level of crazy? Because I think I get the idea that they're another level of crazy. Because when Khloe's having her baby, when Kim Kardashian's having a baby, when is having a baby, we don't have people that are that are hanging out outside the hospital. Not that I know of.
They love their monarchy.
Millions of people know.
They love their monarchy, and this is a line of succession. So this is the third one, right? This kid's awesome because this kid gets all the bonuses of being in the royal family and never really has to worry about doing actually anything.
Prince Harry.
Yeah, it's like Prince Harry.
Harry.
He's never going to be king. He or she's there. Or he, right? He's never going to be king. It's a little boy. It's very unlikely.
Yeah, so he can just be as much of a mess as he possibly wants to be.
What's a male socialite? What is there a term for male socialite or is it just socialite?
A socialite, yeah.
Because that's all he's going to do. He's gonna nail hot British babes or international babes.
Again, it's Prince Harry. Harry's gonna dig his hooks into this kid right away and just go, let me show you how this works.
That's how it works, right?
See this girl? Right. See this girl I married? See your auntie? I wasn't even supposed to get near her. And look, I married her.
Yeah.
And we're having lovely, lovely babies and all of this. And the family, I wasn't even supposed to get near. Even her family didn't want me near her.
Right.
And it's awesome.
Dude, I blame shows like The Royals, which is on E!, which is just, it's on the British family and everything.
Yeah.
And they kind of have a similar situation going on where, like, there's 3 kids. One died, so the other two now have to be picked between, and now the other one's back. So it's like, it's huge drama, and it kind of makes me like...
Yeah, how do we blame them for that? How do we blame the show for that?
It ramps up my excitement for the royal family, and I kind of blame it on shows like The Crown and all this stuff that like really, really just kind of put it out.
So you think... So But again, but so you think our interest is greater?
I think so. Than the Brits, absolutely.
There's literally 1,000 people outside of that hospital right now.
Yeah, but
they're just standing. Like nobody's going to bring the baby. Like, here, look, we're going to cut the umbilical cord. Well, we're going to do it in front of all of you. You know, it's not like that. It's like people are just literally people are standing there looking at a building.
Actually, what they do is they do it like March Madness, and they clip it into pieces and they give it to people. The umbilical cord. They cut the nets.
Oh,
yeah, like cutting the cord and the nets.
How is that like? I'm thinking of a bracket, and I'm like, how is that like?
So it's a weird monarch tradition.
This whole thing is weird right now. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick
on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
You get first pick of the prizes at 702-364-9898. And it's serious today. Wet and Wild passes. What? Should we just call it that and just be done?
That's so exciting.
You know that's what somebody's going to grab. Supercross tickets for Cinco de Mayo at Sam Boyd. Kesha and Macklemore tickets. Lauryn Hill tickets at 702-364-9898 right now. Davey, if you had to narrow it down, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Coronado?
Coronado prom. About halfway through. Brought the music down for a minute. Asked everybody to take their cell phones out. Flash. You guys knew who Avicii is? They went crazy. Played Avicii.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's cool. Kayla, narrow it down.
Oh, went to Chippendales Friday night to see Tony Dovolani. Best show. Best show they've ever done.
She's still breathing. Her heart rate is just a little bit elevated.
So
still.
Sexy.
Spence?
Tony Dovolani shirtless.
Stop it. He said, sing to me again, Spence. Sing to me again.
Nah, barbecued on Friday night out in Green Valley. It was awesome.
Oh, fun.
Hanging out with friends and the weather was good.
It was awesome.
And, oh, man. Hard to narrow it down. We had a sick live broadcast out at Planet Fitness.
Oh, that's right.
At Sahara and Maryland Parkway. Much love to all the P1s. We need to get more shirts and more hats. We need to hit the streets, dude. Folks want them. They're rabid. My social media was blowing up. I can't make it. Can I still get it? Awesome. Saturday night, Nevada Donor Network did a thing called Hope Glows. A 5K like a glow run at night at Mountain's Edge. There's 1,000 people strong.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Sweet.
Just amazing. And then yesterday, Mrs. Nevada. So I can't narrow it down. Three-way tie.
That's cool.
Okay. It's the absolute best part of your weekend at 702-364-9898. Bubba, we're just going to give you first swing at this because this is big, everybody. Listen to this. What happened to you?
Yeah, I took my son to the Golden Knights practice, and he absolutely loves watching them play. And he jumps around, and then we're on the way home, and I'm at a red light, and I hear him in the backseat. And he goes, I love you. And it, like, melted my heart. And I turn around, and we, like, lock eyes. And I said, what'd you say, buddy? And he goes, you've been dismissed.
Congratulations, though. First sentence. First sentence. That's nice. What's the absolute best part of your weekend?
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick of the prize is at 702-364-9898. Just for telling us what the absolute best part of your weekend was. Evan, what was the best part of yours? Dude, I'm not letting you go because you crushed it. So, Evan, what was the best part of your weekend?
Oh, sorry about that. Best part of my weekend was three things about my weekend. First, my wife and I took our twin 5-year-old boys to their first baseball game, Red Sox Angels, and we saw a grand slam.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, wow. Really cool.
Right? Then we went to Disneyland, and they're now tall enough where they were able to ride their first big boy ride, which was the Matterhorn, by themselves.
Yes!
What? You could ride that at 5? Oh, my God.
What?
And
then we went down to Legoland and just had the best time ever.
No wonder.
First time ever to Legoland.
No wonder you were a little slow on the uptake. You're freaking exhausted. I get it, bro. Good for you. Thanks for having the strength to call in this morning. That was really great. Christina, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi.
My son finally potty trained, so I'm so excited.
Yes.
That's big.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's four.
Four?
4 years old. Yeah.
He's been playing you.
So long.
He's been playing you the whole time. Like, I don't want to be. I don't want to
wipe.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Screw that.
I handled this myself. Peyton, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
All right, so the neighborhood I live in, there was a bunch of robberies. They were stealing ring cameras and stuff. And we would catch the perp, you know, on the ring camera as he would, like, pop it off.
Oh.
So, like, yeah. So he was selling them on Craigslist. So a guy in our neighborhood went to sell, buy it, you know, to catch them. And
yeah.
We ended up catching them. He ended up getting arrested and everything. And we threw a block party in celebration of, you know, the victory.
Power to the people, for real. Power to the people, for real. No, this music is not for the royal baby. Kayla will tell you all about it. The Kayla Report in just moments. No, ladies and gentlemen, this music signifies the arrival of the queen of the first pick.
Good morning.
Our girl, Brandi the Diz.
Hello.
Oh, Brandi, did you have your baby shower this weekend?
I did, and it was perfect and wonderful and just everything I could imagine it to be, and wonderful. And I have so many diapers that it's crazy, but it's great.
I am so sorry that our invite got lost. We're such good present givers.
I'm
really sorry that you couldn't be seen in public with us.
Some of us
I
were there.
I was there.
Were you there?
Did you not? I text you on Saturday saying, hey, gotta run. Gotta go to Brandy's baby shower.
I didn't put the two and two together. Oh, good. So at least we were represented. No, and you know what?
Yes, definitely.
Wise move. Invite her. Don't invite the stinky boys. That's a wise move. Because all we're going to do is drink all your booze and probably break something. And so,
oh,
no,
my goodness.
You made the right move. Good. What did you, on our behalf, what did you give to Brandy?
I got her the bottle set that she wanted, the full-on gift set, and then
baby bottles.
Yeah. Her a big giant, like, Costco size pack of baby wipes, and then found the biggest box of diapers that Target offers and threw them all into a bag.
Excellent. So, nice work.
Yeah.
I thought when you said the bottle set, I thought she was talking about mommy juice. You know, was like,
that would have been a good idea, actually.
Yes.
Well, congratulations. When do you do again?
June 13th, 7 more weeks.
Oh, my God. Go a week early so the baby and I can have the same birthday.
Okay, we'll try for that. I'll start, you know, doing jumping jacks around that time.
Yeah, right around the 7th. Yeah, that would be
okay,
a good idea.
Sounds good.
We love you so much. Congratulations.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Live from the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Kayla Report.
So I know that I said that we had, like, baby news.
Baby? Did you say baby? Because if there's a baby, you have to play this music. You have to. It's required. Yeah. FCC regulations.
I'm sure everyone's seen the huge news about one baby, but there are two other babies.
Oh,
this
is that
morning.
This baby? Because if you're talking about the British, you have to play that.
Yeah.
To play that music.
So many babies this morning. I'll tell you who they all are in a second. But if you haven't seen by now, the entertainment world lost a couple of good ones this weekend. It was reported late Friday morning that Avicii was found dead at the age of 28. An autopsy has not been released yet, but we all know that he did struggle with drinking issues for years, so they're not ruling the possibility of that out. And on top of that, actor Vern Troyer passed away at the age of 49 on Saturday after his family took him off life support. He was hospitalized earlier in the month when he was treated for possible alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, there were a lot of rumors that he took his own life. That's not true.
Yeah.
He had struggled with alcoholism for years, just a heads up, and he'd been in and out of rehab so many times. But on a happy, happy note, a royal baby alert! So Kate Middleton literally is in the hospital right now. It was reported about an hour ago that she delivered a healthy baby boy, 8 pounds, 7 ounces, making them a full family of 5.
That would be even cooler if you said she was not in the hospital right now.
Yeah, and running a marathon.
She had that baby walked out.
Hey,
she's good like that.
For all you adults out there, you should know that this child already is more successful and wealthy than you will ever be.
And it's being reported that the newly married Pippa Middleton is pregnant. She allegedly told her friends and family last week after she went in for her 12-week scan. And then on top of that, Macklemore and his wife gave birth to a baby last month, right before St. Patrick's Day, and didn't tell anyone about it. It's been flying under the radar. That's their second one for them. They have a 2.5-year-old daughter.
Wait, so when am I supposed to play this music? I got it. Because I played the British and then the Macklemore, and then now, just for a minute.
Can we just say that Chet on the ones and twos right now is killing it? That was awesome. Thrift store out of nowhere. I'm like, man.
He looked over at me and I flipped him off.
Yeah.
And by the way, tickets for round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs go on sale this afternoon at 12 o'clock sharp. So set your alarm. I'm reportedly First round tickets.
Yeah.
First round tickets, I guess, like sold out on the websites like within 30 minutes. So I can imagine these will go even faster. So everyone go.
I got to be honest with you. 30 minutes is too damn long.
Uh-huh.
I'm blown away that it was 30 minutes to sell those out. I'm guessing 30 seconds for round two.
Yep.
And take the Knight's vow and don't let fish into T-Mobile.
No fish.
No stinky fish.
There's a no fish. And no teal rule in T-Mobile.
Hate teal.
Done.
Vince really does hate T-Mobile.
Oh, that's the Gaylord
Report. Oh, is that it?
Get up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. On 98.5 KLUC.
Admittedly, it's a mess. I get it. And that's why I watch. Isn't that why you watch Vanderpump and
it's the
and
reason
Real
you
Housewives?
Watch reality TV in
Any
the first place, yeah.
Just because I thought I oughta, because I know a lot of folks that listen to the show. We're watching Jersey Shore, and I love Jersey Shore when it came out the first time.
Good show, yeah.
So Jersey Shore Family Reunion, I'm watching that. Then they keep talking about, and Kevin and Nay, the new relation beep show, because it really is a relation show.
Ish.
And it's called X on the Beach. And I thought, honestly, I was working, and it went from the one show into the other, and I was like, I ain't watching this. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm watching all of this. To give you a feel for it.
The first night in the villa has already erupted with passion. Will there be a volcanic eruption tomorrow when the first exes crash onto the beach in the morning?
So they put a bunch of reality stars in together, and they, of course, they get liquored up, and then they all start pairing off because they all kind of know each other. It's this weird incestuous thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like radio guys. Like radio people, we all know each other.
Yeah.
We don't pair off like that.
Well, with some alcohol.
Yeah, there are guys, we go to those conventions, there are guys who are totally on the make, and it's just like, what are you doing, bro?
Don't look at me.
Oh, God, oh, no. Are you kidding? They circle Kayla like sharks.
Sharks, yeah.
Spence and I, it's like we're protecting the castle. Like, we have to protect the princess and her virtue. Is it not true?
It is so true. However,
dude, she has a boyfriend.
You did sacrifice me the first year that we went.
You didn't
together.
Have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
You didn't have a boyfriend.
I would say you can't really sacrifice the willing, can you?
That's also true.
And so this turns into this.
Do you think you have any feelings for me still?
This is when the ex show up. So they all pair off. Then the next day they all go out to the beach and so they're like laying on each other or whatever. And then whoop, coming out of the water. Here come the exes of all of these different reality stars, and chaos ensues, which sounds kind of like this.
Do you think you have any feelings for me, Phil?
I want you. I want to call you babe, and you don't let me.
What, I'm supposed to stay at home?
Dude's hammered. I love you.
And know that you're here f***ing some other bitch. I'm just supposed to be at home crying over it? F*** that.
The back black carpet.
You're not with him. What is this called? X on the beach is he's your ex.
Get me f***ing home. I'm over it.
I'm not doing this. Like, seriously, I'm not.
Go get your girl back.
Waste the f***ing space.
I don't know. I can't play any more bleeps. This
oh
is,
my
I'm
God.
Nervous.
That's heavy.
Nervous.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, it's a mess. It's a total mess. I want to give you one other thing, and I'm not sure if this is edited to the right spot. Let me just see.
It is.
My ex.
She fought my ex in a hotel.
So here's what you need to know. Angela dated Derek, who's friends or friends with benefits with Alicia, who dated Corey and apparently also got beat up by Angela. All caught up? Okay, let's get back to it.
Yeah, so it's just a mess. But how this pertains to us?
Yeah.
When did you ever run across the ex?
I was at Yogurtland years ago. And this was years ago, and it had only been broken up for like 4 weeks, and I'm sitting there. She walks in as this girl that I don't even remember what her name was, is not feeding me yogurt, but I had mentioned previously that looked really good, and she happened to put the spoon to my mouth as I'm taking food off of her spoon.
Are you on a date? Is this a date?
It's a date, yeah. And in walks the ex.
Does she know it's a date? Does the girl you're with know it's a date?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's like for
you know how that goes sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you're like, I really think this is a date.
She thinks you're friends.
And then, yeah.
He's trying it, yeah.
And then you angle in, you put your head to the side.
Yeah, sure.
Rejected. So I'm mid-spoon getting the yogurt off. Ex walks in and says, so is it good here? And then turned and walked out. Is the yogurt good? Walks out. And then I did this face.
But is it, did you end on not so great terms?
Not awful, but not great. Yeah, okay. In the middle somewhere.
Okay.
But it was awkward. That's it. There was no fights. I'm like, it was not like the show.
I have a really awkward one, too, from like wedding territory. Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Let's play X Encounter Poker, which just means can you top this?
Okay.
When did you tell us when you encountered your ex? Okay.
Okay.
Either you walked in on them, they walked in on you. Whatever. Like Spence was. Yogurt Land, which that's is great. Funny. You went on a Yogurt Land date. That's adorable.
It was post-movie.
It's adorable. Let's go get some yogurt.
Let's get some frozen yogurt.
Yeah, I know. Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
That is. The winner gets Wet n' Wild tickets.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
Okay. The one that we deem to be the best story gets Wet n' Wild tickets. So give us something that's real or make something up that's really good. 702, right. How are we going to know? 702-364-9898 right now. Good luck.
Breaking you.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Yo, wake up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, I've rediscovered the joys of reality television. Oh, God, you want to feel good about your life? You want to feel better about yourself? Forget about watching motivational shows. Forget about all that other stuff, you know, that made the uplifting and whatever. Watch stuff like X on the Beach. Oh, God, your life is awesome. You don't need to be pretty. Look how messed up those folks are. Kidding me? It just got me thinking, when did you run across your ex? Because these people, all these beautiful reality stars that believe that they're legitimately celebrities. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they've been sucked in. I get 1,000 likes on Instagram, so I must be great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, and then they're just a mess. Together, they're all paired off and whatnot. And then here come the exes, and so they start fighting and stuff. Kristen, when did you run into your ex?
So me and him dated for like almost 3 years, and I am on a date. We had just broke up maybe like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, but somebody was like really trying to talk to me. So I ended up taking him up and going out to Olive Garden. And then in comes his entire family, him, his grandma, his brother, his sister.
No.
Yes, and I had to sit there and eat with this guy, and they're like right across from me, so he can see them, but they're like glaring at me the entire time. Like, they're probably thinking like, oh my gosh, you guys just broke up 3 weeks ago. Not even, like 2 weeks ago.
Whatever.
So the entire time I'm sitting there eating, and they're watching every move I make. It was so awkward.
Did you tell that to your date?
No, and so we're walking out, and they all are, like, smiling. And he, like, was like, oh, look, they're so nice. I'm like, hey,
did you break up with him, or did he break up with you?
So it was kind of mutual. This was, like, when Olive Garden was like, oh, my gosh, we're going to Olive Garden. How nice. Like, it was, like, when I was way younger. So, I mean, it was kind of more of a mutual thing, I guess.
I just wondered if his family was tearing him a new one because they're going, see, look at her. She's found somebody else. She looks happy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It could have been, definitely. I hope so, because me and his mom and his sister were very close. Like, to this day, like, we'll still, like, say hi on Facebook and stuff. But, like, oh, my gosh, it was just the worst dinner of my entire life. I stopped talking to that guy after that.
That's awesome. Hang on one second. Hang on one second. So that's pretty good. That's a good start. Shelly, when did you run into your ex?
Okay, so I told Davey something else, but I remembered a better one.
Whatever works.
When I was pregnant with my daughter, me and my husband are at the gynecologist, and he comes in and goes, okay, so we have somebody here that is training with me today, doing their clinicals, whatever. Do you care if they come in? And I'm like, oh, no, I don't care about any of that stuff. So in walks my doctor. After the nurse had left, in walks my doctor, and trailing right behind him is one of my exes. And I'm like, is this a joke? I was like, never mind.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Does Shelly beat Kristen?
Shelly beats Kristen.
Yeah.
Oh, Kristen, yours is good, but Shelly beat you. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay, now let me just ask. Tara, when did you encounter, when did you encounter your ex?
Well, this particular ex and I dated right after high school, and we had stayed friends for a long time, and he walked in, or he had introduced me to a girl, and we all hung out. Everything was great, And about a year later, they walk into my daycare center with an infant.
No way.
But so he knew who I was. I knew who she was. He obviously knew who we both were.
Uh-huh.
And he had just tried to call me like the week before. He had never stopped calling me to hook up the whole time. I didn't even know they were dating.
What a dirtbag.
See, right up to that last line, I was giving it to Shelly. Right up to that last line, that was all Shelly for me. Now,
yeah,
I'm...
And she ended up calling me, I guess when the baby was about one, and asking me if he was cheating on her. And I said, yeah. And he'll probably always cheat on you. So if that's not something you can live with, it's time to move on. And now they have three kids, and I just found out they got divorced.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of unfortunate.
That story kind of went the toilet.
Yeah.
You know?
We should have just stopped right there with him calling you. All right, hang on with me.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
But first, are you kidding me? This story's all over the news today. And it was an obvious for the good feeling story of the day. A 3-year-old girl kind of lived out in the sticks in Australia. She went missing last week near her grandparents' house. It turned out that she went out looking, so adorable on so many levels. She went out looking for her mom and took the family dog Max with her. I don't know why she was looking for her mom. I don't know where she thought her mom was, but her mom wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So she couldn't find her way back. So now she's lost out in the sticks. So her family realized that she was gone right around 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday. Then it gets dark, obviously. Then there's this massive search and rescue mission, 2 helicopters,
wow,
everything. They can't find this little girl. And she's gone all night long. If you're worried about wildlife in the Australian outback, you'd be right.
Yep.
There are a million different things that can kill you out there, let alone if you're a 3-year-old kid. So the family's freaking out. Excuse me. This is, I've been fighting that for 10 minutes. Okay, so fortunately, her grandmother found her 2 miles from their house the next morning. 16 hours after she'd gone missing, she's completely fine because the family dog, remember she took the family dog Max with her?
Yeah.
Max stayed there and guarded her all night. Now, if you just left it at that, that would be enough. Max is 17 years old.
Oh.
Max is deaf. And Max is blind in one eye and can't see out of the other. You know what I'm saying?
God.
I mean, partially blind. And apparently, the girl wasn't even traumatized. She said it wasn't even a big deal. The thing that everybody noticed when they picked her up and they're hugging her and everything is that she smelled like Max. She said that she just got kind of tired after walking around for quite a while. So she and Max curled up and took a nap.
Oh.
Then Grandma was out looking for her. Grandma heard her yelling and started heading, I guess she was up this mountain. Max came down, got Grandma, and once she started yelling back, Max came down, got Grandma, led Grandma to the dog.
Wow.
Here's Grandma.
I've got her. I've got her. Hi, Papa. Hi.
Does anybody understand one word
what
she's saying?
Her. Okay, no idea what she's
saying. Okay, good.
Yeah.
You speak Australian? Because
well, yeah.
I don't speak Australian. All right,
I
thought it was a bird at first, yelling back, yes. But then when I got her to yell Granby, and I heard her yell Granby, I knew it was her. She took the dog and off she went. She's a spirited little thing. So she said she wasn't scared. She was okay. She had a big sleep. And when I got to the top, the dog came to me and led me straight to her. Just so grateful for the outcome. It could have gone any 100 ways. But she's here. She's alive. She's well.
This is like Homeward Bound. Oh, my God. It is. The dog stayed with the little girl.
Real life Homeward Bound is your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Right.
Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spencer's challenge. Yeah.
David the Show Killer, who is our contestant today, please?
John Malkus from Summerlin.
John, how you feeling? Good weekend?
Yeah, good weekend.
My brother, well, let's keep the good vibes rolling then, huh? You know what I'm saying?
Head on.
Five questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you a question. Are you going to Cooter today?
No, I'm not.
That's not the answer we were really looking for, but, you
not
know.
The
you know what? You can be, you're a rebel. You do things your own way. That's all right. John is
okay,
nuts. John's gone silent.
Go ahead, go ahead. I'm driving right now.
Oh, you, well, okay.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
See if you can focus down for 30 seconds, man. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. In a shockingly human moment, who bit it on the stage at Coachella this weekend? Yeah, take your time. You have 30 seconds. Which Las Vegas native Major League Baseball star got hit in the head with a pitch yesterday?
Jim Bob Cooter.
A woman was fired was fined $500 for taking what from a Delta Airlines flight?
Magazine?
The internet pounced on Kim K for misspelling a word in her birthday card. You know, there's not enough time. I'm sorry.
We got to go.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
I jumped too quick. I did start the question. We always give people 3 seconds. Okay. The internet pounced on Kim K for misspelling a word in her birthday card to sister Courtney. What word did she misspell? You have 3 seconds.
Courtney.
Attaboy. All right, good. Now bring in Spence. This was a bit of a mess,
okay.
But he did get one out of it. John got one. You'll need two to keep the cash safe.
All right.
Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time starts when I read the first one. Here we go. In a shockingly human moment, who bit it on the stage at Coachella this weekend?
Beyonce.
Which Las Vegas native Major League Baseball star got hit in the head with a pitch yesterday?
Chris Bryant.
A woman was fined $500 for taking what from a Delta Airlines flight?
An apple.
The internet pounced on Kim K for misspelling a word in her birthday card to her sister Courtney. What word did she misspell?
I think it was gluten.
President George H.W. Bush honored his late wife at her funeral yesterday by wearing socks decorated with what?
Peanut brittle.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
I'll give you a half a point for peanut brittle. Just cuz. All right, let's see how we did. In a shockingly human moment, who bit it on the stage at Coachella this weekend? John said
Beyonce.
Ben said...
Beyonce.
Yeah, Beyonce redid
it.
Actually, Solange bit it first.
Yeah.
Let this be a lesson to you, Beyonce. No more Solange.
Uh-oh.
How about that? how about that? But then Beyonce went to try and help her up, and then she fell down.
Is that it? Yeah. I read that Solange was trying to lift up Beyonce, and then they fell together.
Oh, maybe I had it backwards. I just kind of watched them both fall, and I, you know, whatever. In any event, it was Beyonce won a piece. Which Las Vegas native Major League Baseball star got hit in the head with a pitch yesterday? John said that famous Las Vegas native baseball star...
Jim Bob Cooter.
So proud of him.
Yep.
So proud of him here. Spence said...
Chris Bryant.
Yeah, it was Chris Bryant.
Booyakasha.
Booyah! Booyah!
Two of those. A woman was fined $500 for taking what from a Delta Airlines flight? John said...
A magazine.
Spence said...
An apple.
Yeah, it was an apple.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Customs don't play, and those guys are the orneriest jackasses I've ever seen. Honestly, I know they have a tough job, but when you come through as an American citizen, you do something like that where you brought an apple by accident.
And rules are rules.
I get it.
But no, I'm with you on that.
I had a situation one time in Detroit. The guy was just, my passport was kind of had a little dog bite at the corner.
Yeah.
And I got in and out of the country just fine before many times. And he was just such an ass. Just unnecessarily an ass.
And she offered to either eat it or throw it away, and the guy goes, no, too late.
Right.
Because they discovered it in her bag. They give her an apple on the plane,
yeah.
And she decided she didn't want to eat it right then. It was in a bag with a Delta with a Delta logo on it.
Okay.
She put it in her bag, and they go, what's this? She's trying to bring fruit in the country?
Wow.
Yeah, $500.
Hardcore.
What's that? 3 for Spence and 1 for John. The internet pounced on Kim K for misspelling a word on her birthday card to Courtney. What word, John?
Courtney? He said Courtney?
You know what? Stands to reason. Yeah. Spence said,
I think it was gluten.
And you would be right in thinking it was gluten.
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
That's only weird because everywhere in L.A. it says gluten-free everywhere you look.
Everything's
gluten. You should have known. She put an extra E in there. Oh. And President George H.W. Bush honored his late wife at her funeral yesterday by wearing socks decorated with what, John said?
Ran out of time for this question.
Yep. It's very official of you.
Thank you.
Spence said,
peanut brittle.
No books.
Oh, books.
Oh, that's sweet.
Barbara Bush spent a lifetime advocating for literacy, so George wore, her husband wore socks with books on them.
Yep.
And but Spence needed one, and he got one.
Booyah!
And two.
Booyah!
And three.
Booyah!
And four.
Booyah!
And just a half for peanut brittle.
Booyah!
Well, a half. You get it.
Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
The Chef Buchanan Show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Winner of alert of epic proportions, Davey the Show Killer. Who do you have?
Marcy Ward from the Southwest.
Woo, you ready to go to Life is Beautiful, Marcy?
Absolutely. I cannot wait. I'm so stoked.
General admission wristbands for all 3 days of Life is Beautiful. And it really does. I know the lineup is being announced tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., but it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, not at all. It's going to be so epic.
Yeah, it's going to be so
epic.
Cool.
Yes, it will. It will be epic regardless. And for everybody else who's not named Marcy right now, tickets go on sale for you Thursday morning at 10 a.m. at lifeisbeautiful.com. But Marcy's already hooked up. And by the way, who will be in line for the other wristband for all 3 days?
Absolutely my husband, Eric.
Are you sure?
I am. It's a tough competition, but... Yeah.
What about your boyfriend, Rodney? I thought he would be for one of the days.
Oh, I have to ask you a question. We need to play a game, but we don't have any music prepared for this, but I'm going to try and work something up on the fly.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
The Chef Buchanan Show.
No! 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 Never happened to a woman. Never happened to a woman. No! No! No, it would never happen to a woman. Never happen to a woman. Yeah. No, no, no. We're playing a game. Would this ever happen to a woman?
Okay.
Servers, especially in an establishment where alcohol is served, can tend to be a little over-friendly at times.
Yep.
I'll agree with that.
And can tend to overshare a little bit at times. But does it ever happen to a woman? We were asking Kayla. This happens to Spence, although it makes Spence crazy. So he's super sensitive to it about the honey sweetie.
Oh, only when they go through the random ones and it's just honey, baby, sweetie, and they rotate through. Because then they're not being genuine. And they're just trying to get me to give them more money for a tip. And it's not going to work on me. Stop calling me baby. I'm not your baby.
What if I call you doll?
Doll, baby,
but that doesn't happen. Yeah. And by the way, when you were a bartender in college, did you employ that tactic to try and get more money out of folks?
I don't recall doing that, but I can't say that I didn't do that. I don't call people sweetie. I feel like sweetie is a degrading word, but I probably did the honey. I probably did the doll. I'm like, hi, my friend.
Sugar.
You know?
There's one place sugar. Just down the street. I swear, the bartender, I finally had to tell her, stop it. Because it was so ridiculous. Can I have some more blue cheese? Yeah, sure, honey. Stop calling me honey.
Does this ever happen to a woman? So let me ask you, Marcy. Does this ever happen to a woman where the server's just a little too familiar?
Yes. That has definitely happened to me.
Really?
On one occasion. And usually by another female server.
Oh.
Okay. When I ask you that question, you say it's happened a number of times. One time obviously pops into your head. When was that time?
I'm going to say at a bar in Texas when it was an all-girls trip and it was toward the end of the night. I'm born and raised in Vegas, so a last call is a little foreign to me.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And when it, And when it was last call, they started getting a little extra sweet there, probably to get tipped out a little bit more.
That's really interesting.
I've never had that happen to me.
I'm trying to get my best friend John to come on with us, and I don't know if he even wants to tell the story, but I'm going to anyway. see, he's not here to defend himself, so yeah, he hasn't texted me back yet. You know what? I'll tell you. I'll just say that we specifically, he does something after work. If he's wrapping it up for the day, he'll take his laptop and he'll go to, there's a Buffalo Wild Wings not far from his office.
Okay.
He'll take his laptop and he works in real estate. So he'll go have a couple of beers and then just work on his laptop until the battery dies. So he's good for about an hour.
Sure.
Okay. So late in the afternoon, you know how the long battery, hour and a half, whatever.
Sure.
So it's not like he goes and gets hammered, but he goes and has a couple of beers. He drinks the same beer. He drinks a beer called Mac and Jack's. And it's to the point of where when he shows up, they just bring a Mac and Jack's over. Hey, John. It's like, you know, it's like the old TV show.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. He walks into the bar.
Yep.
Sure.
But he knows that if his wife knew that this was what he was doing most days, she wouldn't approve. You know what I mean? She just wouldn't be cool with
sure.
it.
Sure.
Sure.
So what one server did the last time that I was up in Seattle, honestly, we could have gotten her fired for it.
Because really?
Because she was just overly familiar. I'll tell you what that was in just a minute. Does this happen to a woman where the server's just overly familiar and they overshare, they tell your business?
I'm curious because I've never had this happen to me, but that has to be out there.
Even the honey baby sweetie, to the point of where you're like, stop it. You're just trying to get cash out of me.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Davey the Show Killer. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLUC. This just doesn't seem like the kind of thing that would happen to a woman. It just doesn't. So we're just curious at 702-364-9898. Do you have a waitress that's overshared or a server that overshares, maybe gets a little too familiar? So my buddy will wrap up his day late afternoon, and not every day, not everybody, say, you know, a couple, three times a week, whenever he gets the urge, he'll grab his laptop, he'll leave his office, he'll go to a spot by his office where they know him pretty well, because he's in there two or three times a week.
Sure.
And he orders the same beer every time. So last time I was up in Seattle, we said, let's go to that place. We're going to meet his wife there. And he goes, buddy, we got to hustle. We got to get there first. Why? Because we got to tell the server, be cool about the, hey, haven't seen you in a couple of days. You know what I mean? And the, hey, man, you weren't in this week or anything like that.
Don't rat me out. Yeah.
Don't rat me out. So then as the night goes on and the server's, you know, been back to the table six or eight times, and, you know, I'm a friendly guy. And so I talk mess and John talks mess and all this kind of stuff. And she all of a sudden feels the need to be familiar enough that she goes, well, you know, these guys told me, because we introduced her to our wives. And she's like, well, these guys told me not to say that he's in here all the time. But, you know, but he, and I'm like, whoa, whoa.
What are you doing?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
That goes against code, yeah.
Yeah, just so you know, your additional compensation and perhaps your employment is at risk right now. You should stop talking, please. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm just thinking that would never happen to a woman. If a woman is so even the honey baby sweetie part, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the, hey, you should have seen your husband yesterday. He was hammered. They would never say that. You should have seen your wife in here. She was bombed. They would never say that.
No.
They would never. They would, right?
I've never had that happen to me.
So, Kaylee, the honey baby sweetie thing, you say that's a Texas thing.
Yeah, it's a Southern thing. So, I mean, I guess because there's like a lot of people that are living in Las Vegas that aren't from Las Vegas. Maybe they're used to doing that in their original state. But
what about
me?
because I don't do it anymore because I got a super weird look the first time I actually did it. So I knew then that I shouldn't do it anymore here.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just a, if you do honey or whatever, it doesn't bother me. It's when you have a rotator of seven of them that it just sounds disingenuous that you're just throwing something out there for.
What would you like them to call you then?
Nothing.
Okay.
Just be friendly. Yeah, friendly.
Like, I overly use the word darling. Like, I say darling, and I don't mean to, but that's, again, a Southern thing. I'm like, hey, darling, how are you? Mm. Like, and I know people probably hate it, but when I served, there's a very limited lexicon of what you can use. Do you want me to walk up and introduce myself and then ask for your name?
Yeah.
What
about the, idea of being overly, being, like, oversharing? You know what I mean? Like, isn't there a code of what happens in the bar stays in the bar? And, like, you shouldn't be talking to other people about other people's business? Isn't it kind of like the mafia? Kaylee?
Oh, sorry. Shouldn't that happen to me?
You've got other things going on. We'll let you get to that. No, that's okay. So, Michelle, you say it happens to you all the time. Which part?
Both, actually. It's a local brunch spot we go to, and we had horrible service. We were there for my friend's birthday. The server completely overshared from beginning, said, I'm the bartender. I'm also your waiter. I'm also your host. I don't want to be here today. I hate my other job. He just had a terrible attitude before we got our drinks. We asked for bottomless mimosas, which is why we came in. He was like, we don't have that. You're just going to get pineapple juice. We're like, okay. Then I decided to order 30 shots for the whole table. All of a sudden, I was, honey, baby, what do you need?
Oh, sure.
Oh, you're so beautiful. You're so wonderful. And I'm just like, wow, you're really trying to work this tip. Before, you hated us, and it was so inconvenient. Now when I ordered 30 shots, you see that I got some cash, and now I'm honey and baby and sweetie. But like you said, after a while, it was just disingenuous, and I gave no tip.
Wow. Yeah, but you know what? But they set the tone early on. I will agree with that I think it's dudes. Dudes are more likely to come in and just say how much they hate their gig and try and get you to understand all of it. And much love. I'm sorry if you're the server and the bartender and the host and all of those things, but that's the gig.
Yeah.
That's the gig that particular day. I'm sorry. Take that up with your boss. Am I right? Now I haven't.
No, I see. The thing is, I working in the job that I did, the bar was right next to where the food came out. So like, you literally play 45 jobs. But I do think the bar and serving is completely different, because if you're serving people, you don't sit there and have like conversations. If you're a bartender behind the bar, like, it's natural to have a conversation with someone. But please don't spill your whole life story to the table that's there. That's terrible.
How much you hate your job.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you say this. Which part happened to your wife just a few days ago?
The bartender kept calling her babe.
A dude
bartender?
Yeah. And it's weird because, like, we go out all the time and it never really happens. But, like, as soon as he said it the first time, it struck my ear. And then he said it a couple more times. And then I finally realized that she's like, did he call me babe? I was like, yeah, like five times now.
Was he hitting on your wife?
No, it's just like every time he finished his conversation, that's what he had to say.
Oh, babe is a terrible word to use.
Yeah. So.
That's crossing the line, isn't it?
100%.
If a guy server, you're sitting there with your wife, and a guy server is using a term of endearment, honey, sweetie, darling. That's way off base, isn't it?
Babe's over the top. I can almost look past sweetie or honey, especially if he's younger than your wife. Sweetie or whatever, I mean, that's almost insulting in another way. But babe's over the top.
Because even if you're sitting there with your wife and female server comes over and says, honey, baby, sweetie, that's almost like, oh, that's okay. It just can't be too much, because then it sounds like you've been in there.
Yeah, like there's a relationship going on.
There's something going on.
Like, I feel uncomfortable calling my boyfriend babe, let alone...
You are not the barometer to be used here. You sat. I know where you're. What point you're trying to make?
We only use formal names. Robert, yes. Come to bed. Yes. I'm feeling frisky.
That's in the throes of passion. Even it's like Robert.
Yeah. Hey, this is the Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
A city in southwest China has a very 2018 attitude towards traffic tickets. They'll let you out of the traffic ticket if you confess. Which I know, and I know we all have ideas of what it would be like to get busted for just about anything in China. So that's why this story is even kind of more amazing.
Yeah.
So they started forgiving fines for minor traffic offenses and things like jaywalking. But to get out of the fine, you have to confess on social media. Which most of us already do. Oh, got a ticket today. You used to have a picture of the cop car behind you and all that. However, here's the catch. You have to confess on social media, and your post has to get more than 20 likes.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Maybe.
No, because I don't like to like people's like negative posts. So when I see stuff like that, a lot of times I'm like,
yeah, but the positive is you're getting them out of the ticket. So why wouldn't you like it?
Yeah, but do you have to put that on there? Like, hey, like my post so that way I get out of the ticket.
You want to get the 20 likes.
Are you allowed to put that on there?
That might be against the rules. I'm not sure. Let me read a little deeper. Only a handful of people have done it so far. The cops are mostly targeting people on bikes and scooters in areas where they tend to hand out a lot of tickets. The idea, and this is different. This is a cultural thing, too. The idea is that shaming people online would have a bigger impact than handing out fines. Here in America, we have no shame. Yeah. It's a big deal. We really don't. We don't have, as a society, we have very little shame.
Yeah, we have like hot mess stuff like reality shows and everything like that.
Yeah, like so, X on the Beach, exactly. We were talking about earlier today.
That's what I'm saying. So like, it's kind of a badge of honor in America to like get pulled over for a ticket and be like, look what I did.
It's like this scumbag in Nashville that went into the Waffle House trying to shoot people. It's not enough that he goes in there trying to shoot people. He's got to do it naked. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know? But here's the deal. So the folks in this city in southwest China think that not only will shaming people online have a bigger impact than handing out fines, plus it spreads awareness and makes the roads safer. And if it works, they're going to do it in other areas too. One guy who got pulled over on his scooter had to write this, and I quote, "I was seized by traffic police when driving my scooter in the wrong direction at an intersection." What kind of chaos is going on in China? I have learned it was wrong after education by the traffic police officer. I would like to remind internet users to learn from my lesson.
Aww.
Yeah, I don't think we can pull it off.
No.
I'm not liking that.
Yeah, right? That's a little too stiff.
Yeah,
and I don't think he's truly sorry. He's just writing it because he's supposed to. All right, commercial free till at least 9:45 coming up next.
This is the Chep Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz
Smackdown. Did you guys ever see The Defiant Ones? Did you ever see that show, Davey? Did you ever watch The Defiant Ones?
No.
You got to watch it, dude.
Okay.
It's on HBO. It's awesome. It's Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine. The guy, you remember Jimmy Iovine was on American Idol for a minute?
Yes.
He was the head of Interscope Records.
Okay.
They did all this cool stuff. It's like a four-hour thing. Changed my life. Inspirational. I want to go out and take on the world. Jimmy Iovine tells this great story. He got his start in a place called the Record Plant in New York City. Kind of went in there to just like sweep up, and then he ended up becoming a producer, an engineer first, and then a producer and all this kind of stuff.
Wow, okay.
So he was working on Bruce Springsteen's Born to Run album in 1973. Iconic album. Bruce Springsteen, the one thing he remembers out of this whole, you know, thing with Bruce Springsteen is that Bruce Springsteen is a perfectionist. And he had this, he wanted the percussion to be just right. And apparently for days on end, would be in there with Jimmy Iovine going, stick, stick, because he wanted it to punch.
Okay.
Stick. So I was imitating that because I asked Kayla for Kayla Showbiz Smackdown if she needs any audio clips. So I was yelling at her, drop.
And it went right over my head because yeah, I didn't know that story until now.
Which
and it wasn't irritating at all.
Then it worked. David, the show killer, who is contestant number one, please?
Ivy Ross.
Ivy, what are you doing for a buzzer today?
Ring, ring.
I like it.
Okay.
And contestant number two, please?
Georgette
Isabella.
Easy, Georgette. We haven't gotten to you yet. Now, please to be pushing your button. Oh, that's just a random child yelling in the background.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, that's all good.
My brother, that's Judah.
Okay. Or just poke the kid. whatever works for you.
I can do that, too.
Question one, Kayla.
R.A.P. Mini-Me, Dr. Evil's tiny twin, over the weekend passed away. What's his name?
Judah.
No, it's not. That's not his name at all.
Georgette?
Vern. Oh, my goodness. Last name. Shoot. You guys just said it, too.
Should I give her the options? I mean, I don't
know. No.
All right, Ivy. Mike Myers, Vern Troyer, or Seth Green?
Vern Troyer, please.
Is it Vern Troyer, please? Bang. One for Ivy. Question two.
Who reportedly gave birth around 5 a.m. our time this morning? Chrissy Teigen, Kate Middleton, or Cardi B?
Achuca. Georgette.
Kate Middleton.
It was Kate Middleton, yes. We are tied. Thank God, because I didn't really have a big number to use for the third and final question. So since you guys are tied, we'll just make it worth one gigundous game-winning point.
Who was spotted hanging out with Ari Lyandike Jr. over the weekend? Joe Manganiello, Alexander Skarsgård, or Channing Tatum?
Achuca.
Georgette, for the win.
Was it Channing Tatum?
It's a dramatic pause, just in case you didn't know. It was Channing Tatum!
Congratulations!
Ivy gets the sportsmanship award today. Oh, Nicely done. Good stuff. Ivy, thank you. Oh, and the kid's excited, too. Bye, Ivy. Have a good day.
Bye, Ivy. You're a great contender.
Oh, we already hung up on her. It's too late for all of that.
Doesn't count.
But, Georgette, good for you. Kesha and Macklemore will be here at Mandalay Bay Event Center on June 9th, and you're going for free.
Yay! Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. Georgette. Is it Isabella?
Isabella.
Georgette Isabella. Yes. Either way, you pronounce it however you want. Mm-hmm. Pronounce it champion of today's
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first,
that is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
Of all the stuff that we've heard over the years about Dr. Seuss, I never knew until just this moment how Dr. Seuss became Dr. Seuss.
That's a good point. I've never heard that story.
All right. And it's a good story. Only three of the 15 highest grossing movies of the 80s have not had a remake, sequel, or prequel. Two of them are Dustin Hoffman movies. Two of them are Dustin Hoffman movies. The third one is
E.T. Home Phone.
What are you going to do with E.T.? You're going to try and improve on E.T.? Good luck.
You can't.
I don't even remember that movie at all. I know it's so sad. I've watched it probably one time all the way through, but I was too young to remember it. I just remember Drew Barrymore makes friends with the alien, right?
I've never watched it.
And the technology, I think kids today, they wouldn't go for it. He takes a speaking spell. They'd be like, what? He's like, just get on your cell phone, stupid alien.
I just realized I've never watched it.
Right.
Then the other two. So E.T. is one of the three. The 15 highest grossing 80s movies that have not had a remake, sequel, or prequel. This makes sense as well, because what are you going to do with this?
I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah, that's good. Come on.
What are you going to do with Rain Man? You can't do anything with Rain Man.
No, not really.
Honestly, people get up in arms about, you know,
autism. They just would.
And the same with this. Now, this is a clip from the movie Tootsie. You have to understand that Dustin Hoffman is an actor who's kind of a pain in the neck. He was supposed to play a tomato, yet he wouldn't sit down. They delayed filming for like 30 minutes because he wouldn't sit down. His agent's like, you're unhirable. He's like, why am I unhirable? You held up filming for 30 minutes because you wouldn't sit down. I didn't think the character called for it. You were a tomato. So to get an acting gig, and he'll show them, he dresses up like a woman. Which then inspires 80s hilarity like this.
I'd like to make her look a little more attractive. How far?
So she's on camera, and the director is.
I'd like to make her look a little more attractive. How far can you pull back?
How do you feel about Cleveland?
But the whole guy dressing up as a girl,
Not in 2018. You really can't pull that off anymore.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope. One of the nicest guys ever in the history of the music business, Weird Al Yankovic. See me mowing my front lawn. Is there any particular reason that you chose White and Nerdy? Davey, I'm just curious.
Does this
song speak to you?
I didn't. It does. It very much does.
I was just asking.
Davey's theme song.
Oh, that's just funny.
Sad note, both of Weird Al Yankovic's parents died on the same day in 2004 from carbon monoxide poisoning. That's horrible.
That's so tragic.
It's just horrible. Alexander Hamilton misspelled the word Pennsylvania in the Constitution. He forgot one of the N's in Pennsylvania. It's only a one N. I already made the White and Nerdy comment, so I'm not going to go with the Davey can't spell comment.
Your ancestor. Who knew he was that successful?
I saw this Elvis thing over the weekend on HBO. It's a big, long Elvis documentary about just how tortured he was and his career and all that. Elvis sold a lot of records. The biggest selling one ever, sold more than 10 million copies. You think it was Jailhouse Rock or, you know, another big Elvis song? No. Elvis's Christmas album sold more than 10 million copies. And the more I'm watching this thing, what's wrong with you?
Nothing. It just brings back memories of my grandma was obsessed with Elvis. So she would literally play him on repeat all the time.
Enough that it just made you rub your head.
I love my grandma, but I anytime I hear Elvis songs, I'm like,
apparently not. No, but the more I'm watching that, the more it makes me hate any Elvis reference in regards to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Like the last show he played, the guy died in 78, 77, 63. I don't know when it was, but it was a long time. 77. Kayla's going to look it up. No, but it was 77. He didn't play a show here past like 75. Stop it already.
You know, you and I are in agreement on this, and I don't know how many times I've said it on social media to the PR companies that are around. Stop bringing Elvis to your promotional events. He doesn't exist to 90% of the country anymore.
I can only stomach Viva Las Vegas when the Knights win.
Barely.
Thank you.
And that's tempered because I'm happy that they won. Sure. I'm putting up with it.
And finally this morning, Dr. Seuss's real name, as you know, is Theodore Geisel. Okay, we've all heard that. He came up with the pen name Seuss. He got busted drinking in college, and they banned him from extracurricular activities. He really liked writing for Dartmouth's humor newspaper and wanted to continue doing it. So he came up with the fake name Theodore Seuss.
That
he could keep writing for the humor newspaper, and then it stuck. And then when he started writing children's stuff, he went, Dr. Seuss, that's nice. Like Dr. Doolittle or whatever it was at the time. And that's how Dr. Seuss was born, because he got busted drinking in college.
98.5 The greatest person in the world.
I feel like it ought to be David the Show Killer.
So there's a process that goes through when the schools want to book a DJ for like homecoming and prom and winter formal and Sadie's and all that stuff.
Yeah, they call them and they say, hey, we'll give you money. And you say, sure.
Sure, exactly. But they do get some of the students involved to get them experience on dealing with people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's this girl named Lily that goes to Coronado High School, and she's part of the student council. She's a junior at Coronado. She reached out to me, and she was part of the team that put on their prom at Lake Las Vegas this past Saturday. And just the maturity of these juniors really opened my eyes a lot, because I know millennials get a lot of crap about this and that, and a lot of them do the same type of stuff at times, but these kids, honestly, really, really respectful and knowing what they need to do to get the job done. And as a junior, I was really impressed. So Lily and everybody with student council at Coronado High School, great job, and you is?
The greatest person in the world.
Hey, Spence.
Hi, Chet.
Hi, buddy.
Earth Day was yesterday. I have a quick little Earth Day question for
you. Good one.
How much power is generated by a 100-megawatt photovoltaic array?
Not enough or too much, which is right.
How much?
1.21 gigawatts.
That's a Back to the Future reference. Good job, buddy.
That's all I had.
27,000 homes, or enough power for 90% of the daytime demand of MGM Resorts' 13 Las Vegas casinos.
It's a lot, then.
So that's what MGM Resorts is doing, and my wife's a proud employee, and I'm proud of that company. They're putting together this giant solar array out in Apex, 25 miles northeast of here,
mm-hmm.
that will, again, power 90% of the daytime demand for all of their resorts.
Oh, gotcha, wow. Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
So when that goes into line, 30% of MGM resorts in Southern Nevada will come from clean, renewable sources. Like, that means no carbon emissions. That's really cool, the investment in that, the investment in cleaning up the valley, and the fact that they can store all that power and use it for nighttime as well. Of course, obviously.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. And that investment's really cool. Plus, it brings jobs and all that kind of stuff.
That's awesome.
I got the idea when they first did that with T-Mobile, that gave them the idea, like, oh, okay, we can do this. You know what I mean? When they made T-Mobile so environmentally friendly, and then they went, hey, let's just spread it all around.
Yeah. When they redid Mandalay Bay's Convention Center, they covered it. And apparently, it's the largest single solar array for a business, like, in the world or something on top of that. So it's just cool. I like that kind of stuff.
For all the years I'd been here, I never really knew that whole convention. So I knew the convention space was there, but I didn't realize that there was a second and third floor.
Yeah,
I just knew. You know, I just knew that you go, okay, I'm going to the concert, and you go to the Mandalay Bay Event Center. It was like two or three floors. I'm like, oh my God, how did I not know about this?
Anyway, so the MGM Resorts International, everybody over there, you win.
Awesome.
The greatest person in the world.
For me, it was a no-brainer. I had this since yesterday morning. A guy went into a Waffle House in Nashville on Saturday night, as you know, and he shot four people dead, and it could have been a lot worse. Yeah. But there was a real-life, honest-to-God, walking-among-us hero named James Shaw that, had he not done what he did.
And then when he proceeded to come in, I actually went behind this like a push door, a swivel door. He shot through that door, I'm pretty sure, and I'm pretty sure he grazed my arm. And it was at that time that I kind of made up my mind, because there's no way to lock that door, that if it was going to come down to it, he was going to have to work to kill me. So at the time that he was either reloading or the gun jammed or whatever happened, is when I ran through the swivel door. I hit him with the swivel door, and then the gun was kind of jammed up and it was pushed down, so we were scuffling. I managed to get him with one hand on the gun, and then I grabbed it from him and I threw it over the countertop. After that, I was trying to get out the door, and I think he was pretty much in the entranceway, so I just took him out with me, out of the entrance and all the way outside.
That's incredible.
Amazing.
And he's got a burnt hand. Doesn't even mention the gun was hot.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And so he burnt his hand on that. I didn't realize that he thought he'd gotten shot, and not for nothing. I'm not doing this for the comedy. You're trying to wrestle a naked dude.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I know you're fighting for your life and all those kind of things. You're not thinking about it. But I just got to believe there's something more difficult about trying to wrestle the naked dude. I'm not trying to be funny about this. So, wow. Real life, honest to God, walking among us.
Agreed. Cosign. He's incredible.
You in?
All right. I'm
in. We'll double down on James Shaw. You just might be.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
We got to go. Davey the Show Killer, who's on the phone?
P1, Brian Wolford from Henderson.
What's happening, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing to it. We're giving away a pretty good prize during Spence's challenge this week. Do you know what it is?
Yep, it's a 3-day general admission wristband for Life is Beautiful.
Yeah, man.
That's
true. Tomorrow morning at 7:25 for you right now.
Good.
4 tickets for Las Vegas Supercross Cinco de Mayo at Sam Boyd Stadium. Congratulations.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Right on, man. Have a great day.
You as well.
All right. And by the way, God, I'm so mad at the people. Don't get sucked in by the dopes who are going on social media trying to tell you that Cinco de Mayo falls on Taco Tuesday this year. That's not true.
No, it's not.
And all you have to do is look at a calendar.
It's like a Saturday.
That's all right. My buddy who put that up, he's like a golden retriever anyway. He's like a 6'7" golden retriever. He'll believe anything. It's just, it's Taco Tuesday. It's like, you're not funny. And you're factually inaccurate. So anyway.
I did see that too. It confused me.
Feel better getting that off my chest. We should probably just leave now.
Yep.
On that note. Okay, so Life is Beautiful tickets tomorrow. Wet and Wild tickets again tomorrow. More tickets for Ms. Lauryn Hill, which, by the way, It's Ms. Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Not just Lauryn Hill anymore. It's Ms. Lauryn Hill.
Show some respect.
Show some respect in your mouth. Kesha and Macklemore tickets and Supercross tickets. So if prizes are your thing, man, we're the right spot for you. And then we'll try and figure out some other stuff that's actually listenable between the prizes. So
I like it.
Everybody, okay. 90 degrees today. Might want to consider playing hooky as well. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Later.
See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.